The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marx. How are you?
Well, I think like most of the country, we are now taking a mood for the more somber as we prepare to begin Yom HaZikaron, the 71st Yom HaZikaron, in memory of our fallen soldiers and police and victims of terror. And as we speak, the shops are closing, the cafes and restaurants are shut. People are preparing to go to cemeteries and ceremonies in every single town and city, and we are preparing for the siren that will wail at 8 o'clock tonight, which will herald in Yom HaZikaron. And this year, we remember our 23,741 fallen soldiers, police and security, as well as 3,150 victims of terror. It is a very, very mournful day in Israel. What is quite interesting is that tomorrow we will wear white. White shirts, we will wear white. We will make sure that we are present at cemeteries and at a tekes, wherever we can be. It is a day that we set aside all regular programming. We set aside all normal activities. Offices, businesses will give people time to go to cemeteries, to go remember and acknowledge their fallen. It's a very, very special time in this country. And 23,741 is quite an extraordinary number of fallen soldiers. I know that you've just paid tribute to 90 fallen South Africans who gave their lives in defense of the country. I don't know, did you include South African victims of terror, or are those numbers not available?
These are all South Africans, these 90. It goes back to 1938. And these are all South Africans who either made Aliyah and passed away during their military service. They aren't actual victims of terror, because I know that this would be a much, much longer list.
Okay, we're going to have to work on that one for you, Kath. I promise you next year we will have that. But it's a very, very sobering day, you know, and especially coming after the weekend that we have endured, where we really went to the brink and thought, you know, perhaps is this going to escalate into something more. And, you know, it drives home the fact that these are not just soldiers or people in uniform. These are our friends, our colleagues, parents,
sons,
spouses,
brothers.
Lovers, brothers and sisters. You know, these are people that we love. You know, we often say that all of Israel's soldiers are all of our children, and it's very, very true. And you feel it on a day like this. I mean, I'm speaking to you trying to hold back tears, because I know that this is a night where they will flow quite freely as I watch television and hear the stories of the brave. And so many of these names are part of our history, names like Roy Klein, who in the Second Lebanon War jumped on a grenade and absorbed the blast, which killed him because he saved the men of his unit. We can't forget somebody like Yoni Netanyahu, a legend of the IDF, and his role in the Entebbe raid. You know, we also can't forget people like Ziad Saif, the Druze policeman who fell trying to get to a synagogue when a horrific shooting, a terror attack took place, and he paid with his life. We, you know, we remember Ori Ansbacher, who just a couple of months ago was murdered for being Jewish. You know, I don't want to talk about the circumstances of her death, because this is an opportunity to honor her neshama, to honor her soul. But these names are part of our history. They're part of our everyday psyche. And these next 24 hours will be the opportunity that we will take to pay tribute to them, to hear their individual stories. So many lone soldiers who sacrificed, you know, the comforts of home to come and serve and to protect the state. And it's also a day of profound gratitude, as, you know, we express our thanks for everything that our soldiers do in order to keep us safe. And many of them whose names and stories we don't know because they fell defending us in the most secretive and tense of circumstances.
Ro, personal question. Will you be able to flick the switch and do the transition to the joyous Yom HaAtzmaut Day, or do you find that just too difficult?
Ah, that's a great question. I'm glad that you asked us. You know, it's going to sound incredibly weird, but that switch is surprisingly easy to flip, and I tell you why. Because a day like this, when you are so immersed in the mourning process, it allows you to feel everything that you want to feel, to hear all the stories that you're going to feel. It's almost like a therapy. And by the time you get to 8 o'clock tomorrow night, you are so filled with gratitude and so filled with joy, because we know that when that flip switches, but you know, it's Hebrew, you know, read the other way around, that you're celebrating not just for us, but for them. And for you, for all of you around the world, for them who paid with their lives, and for those who are making sure that we absolutely sanctify life, that we revere and revel in life because it is so fragile.
What a beautiful approach, Rolene. I don't want to talk about anything else today. That's a beautiful place to leave it.
Oh, God,
thank
you're going to make me run the mascara again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll chat to you. I don't know. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. I hope so.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to Rolene Marks tomorrow.